the big thing with the cup was that we went to the final last year. Obviously, it was a great occasion being in the Aviva, and it does take away from the league in the sense that it gives you a break. And while our form throughout the season has been fantastic, really, we've gone through a week where we haven't taken our chances. So you go into a cup, different type of game. You're playing a team that are bottom of the Premier Division, who themselves have had a horrendous run. So the cup is a cup. Everyone looks forward to it, and it's a very tricky game for us, and it's an awkward game, and but at the same time, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, but the history of the cup as well, they've always been there. From Stephen Kenny's time, a strong cup team.
Yeah, and Alan Matthews' time, and they won the cup, and even going back to God, years ago when I was even playing, I remember we got beaten up there. So Longford have a very good cup tradition, and I think for them, obviously Tony stepped down last week and Gary Cronin's taken over. So from their point of view, it's probably a brilliant game to look forward to because, obviously in the league, it looks like they're going to go down, and the cup is a welcome break for them. But at the same time, they brought in three or four new players in the last number of weeks, and they've got a couple of lads from England on loan, French lads, and all of a sudden, we got the match there on Monday night and last week, and they've all of a sudden injected a lot of pace in their forward positions. So and being the cup, and then being at home, I suppose, and they're probably looking at us over the last week. They're probably fancying themselves. So, it's every cup game is always you have to approach it the right way. And when you're playing two Premier teams, you always have to be on your guard. And for us, we know we just have to play well. Obviously, we're hoping to get back to the Viva, but this game is a big game for us.
And are you worried that all the goals just seem to have dried up since the break?
Yeah, it's disappointing. There's no magic wand. We do. A lot of we train, as everyone knows, every day, and we do a lot of finishing. Sometimes you're wondering, would you better off not maybe go
Definitely.
maybe go fishing instead of finishing? I'm not sure, but definitely, it's not from the wand. But sometimes this happens. A couple of strikers, they lose a bit of form or they lose a bit of confidence, and it happens. I suppose while we didn't create as many chances in Derry the other night, we still had three or four chances. Two great chances, and we didn't take them. But at some point, a goal is going to go in for us, and we're back on track. And you can only hope it's sooner than later. But at the same time, we are creating them. And as I keep saying, you can't feel sorry for yourself, lads in front of goal. You just have to keep walking away. And the harder you walk, something will break for you, and that's the most important thing.
Injuries.
Yeah, it's been a tough number of weeks with all the games, and we obviously have Greg. Stephen Beattie both came off the other night. Danny Morrissey, obviously Benno. So I suppose the four of them are the main concerns. Dave Mulcahy is cup tied. So Dave is out of the picture. So from that point of view, and Ian Turner actually is sick at the moment and hasn't trained, and it looks like he's not going to train tomorrow. So definitely, there's quite a few of them that won't be involved. But the other side to that, there's couple of lads. Michael didn't play at the weekend. Gavin played last Friday, didn't play Monday. Mark and Shawnee came off the bench. So there are options there. And Shep, obviously, came off the bench. So there are options there. And Colin, obviously. So we're looking at it. So we'll assess it more tomorrow. It's hard when you get back out of Derry. We didn't get home till nearly 6 in the morning. So you're 2 days there on recovery, and you're just trying to get there. Energy levels back up after having a tough 2 weeks. So we gauge it closer to match.
John, the club have already won the cup twice apparently in their history. So you mentioned getting back to the Aviva is obviously a target for you this year again.
Well, I said that.
The competition about the win, like.
Well, the two main competitions obviously are. You go for the two main competitions. I keep saying the League Cup is a trickier one early in the season because you're trying to get players game time, you mix and match. But obviously, two main ones are your League and your FAI Cup. And like last year, we went to the final. And, of course, it was a great occasion, but you want to win these things. And I keep saying that's how difficult it is. I look at the history of the club. The day I came in, I've said, in 30 years, they've won two leagues and two cups. Just shows you how tough it is. And, we don't get to lots of finals and lots of. We don't get there. I think we've been I know we've won it twice. We've been in six finals, five finals maybe, you know, so it shows you that we don't get there that often. But, you know, it's great for the fans to get there if you can there. But there's a lot of work to do, a lot of rounds to go yet, and no bigger game than Saturday night, because, you know, it's a potential banana skin, because people look from the outside maybe that Longford, you know, aren't doing well in the league, but for them it gives them a bit of a lift, a new competition. And plus for Gary coming in himself, being a new voice in the dressing room, you know, can change things around. And obviously Monday night we had someone at the match against Pats and they were desperately unlucky. So, you know, but, you know, from our own point of view, we're always trying to win trophies, and, you know, but it is difficult. There's no magic wand. You have to work hard. The club has been turned around dramatically in the last couple of years, and you'll see with Europe this year, done fantastic. But the aim is to try and bring silverware in, and that's what we're working hard at.
Do you think games like Saturday night will be good to distract the team from the league campaign with Dundalk, just focus on the cup and get through it?
Yeah, I think it could be. Yeah, like I suppose with the cup, everyone looks forward to the cup, and it's always, when it's a different competition, it changes the dynamics, because it's not like you know, a league game. You don't go and play for a draw. You go to try and win. And I don't mean that in the sense that, like, sometimes you get a draw and it's a point, you're saying fine. Whereas in the cup, it's, you know that it's you know, it's on the 90 minutes. You know, and all right, there's potentially, if there's a draw game, you get a replay. But generally, you know, it's a situation where it's, I suppose, while the league is always the bread and butter, you know, you look at the lads last year, you look at the club, you look at the supporters going to the Viva. You know, it's a fantastic occasion, and people look forward to the big day out. And so from that point of view, being there last year, obviously we'd love to get there next year, but, you know, you treat Longford with the highest respect and the highest regard, because, you know, if you're not on your game, you know, they knock you out, and that's the way it is.
Just the way it looked in the game as well, how important is it if Cork City's under-19s qualify for the UEFA Youth League for the club?
It would be great for them, great for the club, and great for the lads, and they have a right chance. How important, from an experience point of view, it would be good for the lads. But we need to be careful. The gap between under-19 football and top of Premier Division is colossal, and it's hard for people to imagine it. We bring the under-19s in training, but they are quite a bit of. We brought in lots of the lads over the season, and that's part of the process of us trying to bring our own young fellas through. But the gap in standards is massive. There's no, Conor McCarthy has been the nearest lad we've had that has come from the 19s. We've given him some game time against Derry City this year in the League Cup, against St. Peter's in the FAI Cup, against Shamrock Rovers in the league, and he's been the closest, and the step was, even for him, has been massive. And we've young Ellis Connor gone to Cove to get game time, and we've other lads like Chidozie who can come involved now for the weekend. We'll bring him involved with us, Kane Coleman. So we bring them training in a lot, but the gap is massive, and it's very hard sometimes when people see, oh, can you not promote guys in? There's no one in our under-19s that could play against Dundalk, you know, and wouldn't be, could play in Europe. But it would be good for the lads if they did qualify at their own level to play in Europe, because it's a different type of game. It's more possession based and hold on to the ball and be more patient. So from that point of view, it would be good. And maybe down the road we'd give them that little bit of experience that when they would come through to the first team, you know. So that would be good.
And last of them will get a run out, will they, against Dormen?
Yes.
On the 23rd.
Yeah. We plan to do that, and we plan to give, obviously, some of the lads that maybe might be on the bench to get a game, but certainly are on the 19th. We definitely bring in probably six or seven of them as well. And obviously the likes of Eric Ryans and Matt Connor, you know, they will certainly play probably a half each, so we'll look at that as well. But yeah, so it's a very, from that point of view, those type of games, as we had with Fulham and Wolves, they're very good from that point of view, because it gives these lads a game, and it's good for our 19s because it gets them exposed, and it shows, and it did show against them, and it showed, like, you know, when people look at, you know, against likes of you know, Wolves and Fulham, who wouldn't be fantastic teams. You know, they're decent championship teams, and Wolves are actually won. You know, they're okay teams. You know, without being, you know, would they be better to be K Hacking? They wouldn't. You know what I mean? But it showed, even when we played them in the 19s, were up against them, even, you know, a lot of them, how they found that they were just chasing the ball. It's very hard to get on the ball. You imagine that they think they're going to go out and knock the ball around, but you can't get the bloody thing because they're just, they don't realise, they realise then that the intensity and the speed and the pace and the strength is at a different level. And that's why when you had them in training with the first team, they can see that it's at a higher level and much quicker level. And but they're young lads and they will adapt, but it takes a bit of time. It's just the big thing for us obviously is that the gap between our 19s and first team, as we always said, that we don't have a filler team, and that is the problem. That's why we're loaning Ellis and Don into the Cove, because we don't have a filler team, and that's always the area that we'd like to have another team, but we don't have.
You mentioned two of the keepers. Is Alan Smith's injury running on a bit?
Alan's going for an operation tomorrow. So the plan with Alan is that we'd hope to have him back for pre-season next year. Again, he's been unlucky. Has done really well since he come in as the second keeper. Has played in a few League Cup games, but he hurt his knee, and he's going for an operation tomorrow. So it'll take him about 8 to 10 weeks, realistically. So it's next season we're looking for that.
What about John Cavanagh?
Yeah, John. Tuesday night, you know, it's, you know, we're hoping fitness wise, probably obviously the fact fitness wise he's training with his last couple of weeks. He's trying to get up to speed. But at the same time, I'm certainly hoping he'll get 45 minutes. You know, but...
Just having them for a pin there, we're playing them again next week in the league.
Yeah.
Is that a bit awkward? Would you prefer not to have them in back-to-back games?
It doesn't matter. I think that's an even thing of next week, Noel. Yeah. You know, I don't... It's there's so many games coming up, and even in the league, we have teams to play twice yet, and we're playing teams maybe within 2 or 3 weeks. It doesn't really matter. It's a different competition, yeah. You know, and I think... you know, we're home next week as well, so I think it's totally different. We just have to box off Saturday night and make sure that we're not underestimating Longford, that we've put in a good performance, because you want to go through, you know. So you, whatever way you have to go through, you have to go through. You know, you're in the cup, you want to stay in the cup, and that's what we want to do.
Start of a new competition for us, really. You know, last year obviously the whole cup run was excellent, so if we could do the same this year, it'd be excellent, you know. Gives everyone, I suppose, the manager included, the opportunity to kind of make changes or do what he wants, or, you know, whatever way people he wants to pick or whatever. So it's up to all of us to just be ready to go, and players just be ready to go. And Longford obviously have changed manager in the past couple of weeks. They've brought in a couple of new young players into their team for the game against Pats at the weekend. So they'll obviously be really up for the game and looking forward to it. Big team coming to town. So it's up to us to be ready for that challenge. As I said, it's a new start of a new competition for us. It's an opportunity for people, for whatever way John wants to go about it, you know. So we'll head into the game and just, I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest. I'm really looking forward to getting up there and getting going. I suppose it is. It's just a new start, I suppose, in the competition, and that's the way we'll be looking at it.
And you missed last year, obviously, so you'd be hoped to get back to the cup final.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, obviously last year that was the highlight of the season, I suppose. You know, and looking back at it now, but. We won't be taking, it's one game at a time all the way, you know, so we'll be taking it one step at a time, and this game Saturday now is our biggest one, because it's our next one.
No, listen, they've signed two other French fellas, so they could be dangerous on Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll do a bit on them now in the next couple of days, but as I said, yeah, they've brought in a couple of new young lads, change manager obviously, so it could be interesting, and looking forward to it.
How do you weigh up the two competitions, Ben? The league and the cup. If you're looking at them now, which would you prefer to win? Which is more tangible to Cork at this stage?
I think they both are, no, really. I by no means have given up on the league. I don't think anyone in this dressing room has, anyone in this club has. The cup obviously is a special competition for us in this club, like, so it's something that we're looking forward to.
Will you use last year's experience to get into the final as motivation and to get back there this year?
I think so. I think it was a special day, you know, for everyone like involved. But then we have a new squad. We have lads who have been to the cup final. Dooley with Derry, Greg, Kenny with Pats, you know. So and a few of our lads obviously still from last year. So everyone knows how big a day is and how great a day out it is. But we're only at step one, you know, of a really long journey. So we all understand how big the competition is, and we all enjoy it. And it's a little refresh button, I suppose, for us to hit, and that's kind of the way we'll be looking at it, and that's the way we'll be approaching it this
Certain
week.
players are going in the game on Saturday night as an opportunity to try and score a few goals.
I think every game, Noel.
Open play.
Yeah, I think every game we're looking at that. You know, we're obviously working on things, and it's not just those front lads. It's all of us. You know, need to be chipping in, and as a team, we need to be creating and creating opportunities and creating chances, and those will eventually turn into goals. And it'll come, you know. This team won 8 games in the league on the bounce, you know. So or maybe 9. I can't remember earlier in the season. So it's like the form will come back, you know. We just have to keep working on it.
I don't know what the status is, but I'd say before you started drawing a couple of games, like the previous 12, 13, 14 matches, you scored in every one of them.
Yeah, it just goes like that sometimes, you
A
know.
bit of a dip
It
at
just
the
goes like
moment.
that, yeah. It just happens like that. But it's an opportunity for people to step up and take those chances and grab hold of the situation. And we've got some good lads in this team, and I know somebody's just going to burst through now and take control of it, and I can't wait for that to happen.
What's it like for you as a player? Meant getting man of the match in last year's final, being beaten in the final, still getting the man of the match award now in the final, now this year. Is it psychological you want to get it now this year more than ever?
It's kind of strange talking about the potential for a cup final at just when we're starting out the competition, you know. But look, last year, as I said, was the highlight of the season, I suppose. For me personally, getting man of the match was nice, but I would trade it in the morning for a cup medal, you know. It was my second time getting there and second time losing. So for us as a group, this is us starting out in this cup competition. So I really don't like talking about past teams, past situations, because you can't, in my mind, you can't compare, because it's a completely new set of players, completely new situation, completely new cup run. So we're just going to take it as it comes now, and Longford's the first step, and we really look forward to that.